You know, it's funny because I have a note here saying one of the ways to avoid burnout is positivity. Positivity.
Absolutely.
But with the angry designers, should I say that? I don't.
Hey.
Sometimes negativity is
good. We're angry, but we are fucking positive.
Stay positive, but stay angry.
That's exactly it. Go.
You're listening to The Angry Designer.
So we got a kick-ass awesome web project today. Did I tell you that?
No.
We ended up getting probably one of the coolest websites perfect for our industry. Yeah, the one that I was telling you about last week.
Yes.
And it's like perfect for us in every way. And it is the biggest website we've ever had to do.
Uh-oh.
And no.
But do we have time?
We never have time. That's the freaking problem. We never have time. So we have that. Plus, we've got all these logo projects, and they're coming out of the woodworks right now. Everybody wants their brand worked on and stuff.
Like the Midwestern ones, right?
Yeah. Right. So it's crazy, and you know, like literally, that's why we've got that. What do you call that? The it's fine dog, Bernie. We actually blew up three giant posters of it's fine. The dog drinking his coffee and, you know, no worries. Very it's fine.
Fitting to the environment.
This is our environment. We are a high volume shop, right?
One of our secret weapons, I believe, too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we would be fucking deadly if we were given a reasonable deadline.
I don't even know what I would do if we had that. Seriously.
I know, right?
I don't know. That's too much work. Much time. Can you cut that time in half, please? I don't know what I would do with it. So much so, let me tell you, we're known for so much high volume stuff, and people can count on us, that we actually had a customer ask us to, sadly, retrace 400 logos, Sean. 400 logos.
No.
And they want us to do this in 3 weeks. So
3 weeks.
So Merry Christmas. But it's true. A high volume project like this, and there's a lot of stresses. And, you know, again, if we were new to this game, I'd probably be panicking right now. But we learn to get around a lot of this. We learn how to cope. We learn how to make do.
Yeah.
Right? Because high volume work like this and constantly working in, you know, like in this kind of environment, fast pace, fast turnaround, go type thing.
Yeah.
It takes its toll on people.
It chews people up and spits them out the back, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, okay, so we've been at this over 25 years now, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, this now it's like we've learned to deal with this, but I mean, I've had out of everybody that was in my college class, none of them are in the space right now.
Holy.
None. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, you see, crazy, right?
Yeah, that's insane.
Because honestly, burnout is such a normal thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It can kill this. It can kill a designer.
Yeah.
Regardless if you're UX, graphics, it doesn't even matter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And honestly, I think it's something that everybody fears, right?
I am deathly afraid of it.
But do you really worry though anymore? Because I mean, this
I do.
This do you?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I may be getting ahead of the conversation here, but
ahead.
I did experience it during the first COVID shutdown.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I was kind of out, you know, just discombobulated, feeling.
Yeah, complete. I noticed that near the end.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. I did for
as
you.
As soon as I got back in here, it was just
you know, that might have been, you know what, you're right, because that's different, you need a change of environment. You didn't have that when you were, and in all fairness, we're creatives.
Yeah.
We work in a creative environment. We have the bullpen. We have like skateboards on the wall, music. Like, I mean, it's just the environment is cool.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a good, you know, stress relief, if anything. Right.
Yeah.
But when you're removed from this and everybody's on screen and doing Zoom, man, that's a different kind of burnout altogether.
It's different.
We're not even talking about Zoom burnout, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Yeah. No, it's a huge thing. Absolutely. That, you know, Zoom burnout, it's a legitimate, but that's not what we're talking about today.
What we're talking about.
We're covering creative burnout.
Ooh.
Right? It is just horrible. Ouch. It's something that you guys run from, something that some people have experienced in different degrees. And honestly, it's, I mean, I've hit it.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it's funny though. I think the reason why we don't worry as much is the more experience you have in the industry, mm-hmm. the more ways you're able to recognize burnout before it comes.
Yeah.
You're able to recognize signs,
yes.
you know, and symptoms. And so we can prevent just as much where I think, you know, it takes years to understand what those are.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. That's yeah. absolutely right. Because, you know, like I said, with my experiences, I knew what it was.
Absolutely.
I'm here. It's like, holy crap. You know, I missed all the signs, mm-hmm, which, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, oh, geez. But yeah, you're right. If somebody has never experienced this before, it could be quite alarming.
Like, absolutely.
Very scary, right?
Absolutely.
Because I know it's like, you're going to come out of this.
Absolutely. Well, not all.
And
we're
going to
break it down for everybody.
I knew I was going to come up because I have a good support here with you and everybody else on the team, right? That's what you need. I think that's true. Crucial to designers is the community aspect of it.
Absolutely. Right? And the community is pretty supportive, depending on, okay? Much. There's two parts of that community, right? Some of them, mm-hmm. like one half of the community is they're competitive, you know, they're backstabbing. It's like you're hard to trust. And they kind of give you really thin, shallow advice,
yes.
hoping that, you know, if you go away, they might be able to scoop up your work. But you know, that's just pathetic.
That's pretty nasty.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you've got the other side of the community where we're supportive of each other. This is a legitimate concern for those who've actually been through it, you mm-hmm. know. Hopefully, you know, you came back fine.
Yeah.
A lot don't come back.
Yeah,
just plain and simple.
Yeah.
It's a complete burnout and
gone. That's
it. They're gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, you know, the purpose of today's talk, of course, is to share our experiences, which is fine, but mm-hmm. which is the intent of our show, but mm-hmm. even more so to break down burnout.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
For everybody who's, you know, at our experience and for the ones to just kind of keep an eye on it and mm-hmm. then how to prevent this shit from the future, right?
Yes.
Because, man, nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. Exactly.
And, you know, I think it is avoidable.
Absolutely it is.
It really is. I mean, for me, I get caught up in, you know, the whole staying at home, working from home, which I was never very good at. I don't know if you were able to do that.
Yeah.
I liked being in a nice environment and, you know, with other
creatives
to roam free and do whatever.
Right. Absolutely. It's like a caged animal, yeah,
exactly,
right?
Versus, exactly. Yeah, when you're at home.
You wouldn't do good in a zoo, Sean.
I can't bounce ideas off myself.
Right. So like when you're feeling that way, like what was it like? What were you feeling?
I was feeling disconnected. That was my biggest problem.
Yeah.
Because I could run into your office and say, what do you think of this?
You know what I mean?
And then we would bounce sessions.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very important to be able to do that kind of stuff. But it was like just very, very disorienting and lost at sea, that kind of vibe, right? Which I'd never experienced that before. And I attribute this completely to COVID.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Hate you, COVID.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I was just kind of very alienated from everybody else, all the community and the work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Disconnected is a really good word.
Yeah. You can connect sort of. I'm doing air quotes via Zoom, but it's not the same. It's not even completely the same.
You're right.
And we all did the best we could with our whiskey rendezvous at the end of the day and things like that. You know, that really helped, but it was, you know, it was too late, and I did not ignore the signs.
Absolutely.
Or I did ignore
you
the signs.
You did ignore them.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, well, we brought you back. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, thank God.
I saw that, and I almost forced you to come back earlier than you wanted to.
I came back before everybody else did just to save
me. You need to come back. But it's true. You're disconnected.
Yes.
You know, your confidence level goes down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely. You can't do that.
Confidence hits the bottom.
You know, then when your confidence start, you know, hitting the bottom, then all of a sudden you start feeling like a failure, mm-hmm. right? When that happens, then you just don't even want to try anymore. Your motivation is going away, right? And you almost want to like turn your back on the things that you love the most, which sucks, right?
Yeah.
Like seriously, you kind of get into a bad groove.
Yeah.
And that's where you don't want to get down. You don't want to go. That's why you have to realize those signs early.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I mean, again, that's where it's like, you know what? Like it's hard. And then, of course, the worst is when you start having a complete distaste or disconnect for what you love to do.
Yes.
That's ultimate burnout. You don't need that.
Yeah. That's harsh. That's like, you know, you're like this is what I love. This is what I've, this is all I've known.
Right. Right. And, I love it. And for most of the people in our community, it's the same way, right? Yes. And the thing is, if you've actually gone too far,
yeah,
you can never get it back.
Yeah.
It's, and that's the part you completely, but you know, nightmare. Hopefully if we break this down a little bit more, mm-hmm. it actually gives people a sign of hope, yeah. maybe how to reconnect. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, ultimately, you know, we've broken down burnout mm-hmm. into three different ways.
Yes.
Sean, your idea is brilliant. You broke these down into what?
I broke these down into font weights, I thought. You know, there's brilliant. There's burnout light, burnout bold, and burnout black.
And burnout black.
Right? You don't want burnout black.
That's, no.
But we'll get there.
But it's true. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, this was brilliant because it's a really true case. So burnout light, right, ultimately is just physical burnout.
A lot of people, I think, have experienced this.
Absolutely.
This is pretty common.
Right.
Especially in a high volume
High volume place like us. But I mean, even think about like when you're young and you're starting your career.
Yeah.
And you take on any work and you're working. I mean, dude, I remember when we started Zed Factor like 20 years ago, I was pulling on average back to back 16-hour days. It was amazing. Oh, it was literally like sometimes we would literally sleep at the shop because it was just so, mind you, there is alcohol. And music and it was fun, things, but it was true. It's just like you'd work all day, you'd party for a couple hours, you'd pass out, wake up at 6 a.m. We would do this back to back, so we'd get in these crazy days.
Yeah,
and you know, and what's worse is if you're at home, it's probably even easier to put in those hours, right?
Yeah.
So you know, burnout light is literally physical burnout. You love what you're doing, but you have taken on too fucking much.
Yeah.
Right? You become exhausted. You're overwhelmed by your workload. And, you know, it's one thing if you're doing this within a team, but, you know, as a freelancer, you know, it's really detrimental to, to your livelihood.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. Yeah. You can't have somebody back you up.
Absolutely. Scenario, right? Because again, that's money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Sometimes with inexperience, you underquoted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Underquoted the job and you still want to deliver to keep your face.
Right.
Right? Sometimes you just don't want to say no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you end up taking on all this work.
Yeah.
And you just physically burn yourself out.
Yeah.
So on a good note, that's a physical burnout.
Yes.
Right? A good weekend worth of crashing, maybe depending on how you relieve stress, you know, the gym, partying, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Right? Family time.
Yeah.
That's generally pretty easy to recover from.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
You know, you can get out of physical burnout by, you know, you have to actually understand your limitations, right? This is how you get out of it. You have to really understand that, you know, you're trying to squeeze way the hell too much out of the time that you actually have. So your time management sucks. Okay, guys, your time management sucks. So, you know, understand that, you know, you brought that on yourself by taking on all this work and do something about it. Whether it's charge more, but take less work, right? There's 24 hours in a day. Learn how to manage that time better, right? Yeah. But this one, you know, you did yourself and it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. This is just, you have 24 hours in a day. So learn how to use them wisely, right?
Is that an experience thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an experience.
The older you get, I think you kind of realize where your limits are.
Absolutely.
Where, you know, where you can kind of, I think I have the time for
this. You know what used to take, and here's the beautiful thing. Yeah. What used to take 2 weeks to do now could be done in an afternoon.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
However, it doesn't mean we're only charging an afternoon's worth of hours anymore. Right.
Exactly.
We're not going to be we're not punishing ourselves
for,
you know, being better at what we do
exactly.
because that's when all of a sudden we start pricing jobs based on the value and our experience in this sense.
Yeah.
So it's good that 100% comes with experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, learn, manage your time, understand how long things take you and, you know, plan accordingly for this. Right. So
that's
how to get out of that. So we know what burnout light is. It's physical burnout. Okay, Sean. What is burnout bold?
Burnout bold is creative burnout.
Oh, creative burnout. And for a designer, that's it. That's the worst.
That is
especially when you're so passionate about
exactly. This. That's the wall.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, that's the wall.
Smacked right into the wall.
Oh, dude.
And you got nothing. You got nothing in the tank. How do you come out of this?
Right? And it's true. Like, I mean, and that's the scary one because, I mean, we make our livelihood based on our creativity, the way we think, the way we act, the way we view the world, the ideas that we come up with. Yeah. So if you're flatlining on that,
yeah,
really though, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So it's true though, right? So creative burnout, honestly, I think this is partially, again, inexperience, mm-hmm. you know, plays a little bit to do with this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, this is also has a lot to do with your confidence level. Would you have creative burnout if you do what you love every day and every time you hand it over to a client, they're fucking praising you? They're like, shit, this is awesome. This is the shit that, this is what I was waiting for my whole life. Couldn't you do that forever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And that would be the best.
That would be the best in the world. And that's a reality, right? Creative burnout only happens when you keep pushing your creative energy, but you don't get the anticipated rewards that you were expecting. You weren't getting the reaction from customers,
right?
You're putting your heart and soul into this work and only to have somebody piss all over it, right? Or start trying to be, you know, like the objective designer, you know, back to your face. And, well, I think, you know, I like what you've done, but can you now make it pop? Or can you add a drop shadow? Or, you know, like they give you stupid things. It's like, dude, I have just showed you, you know, like I've opened it myself up. I've given you the best work I've got.
That's right.
And you're not saying it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think you get that back to back to back,
yes.
All of a sudden it plays on your motivation, on your self-confidence, and that's how you get creative burnout.
Yes.
You get creative burnout, not because of how much work you do, because I mean, volume isn't an issue in this case. It's volume without, you know, without the anticipated reward you were expecting.
Right.
And I'm not talking about monetary. Yes. Sooner or later, you get paid, unless you have a dick client, right? Sooner or later, you'll get paid.
Yes.
But it goes, when you're a creative person, it goes past the money.
Yeah.
The money is just the means to, necessary means, you know, it's necessary evil. It's, to pick, right.
Yeah, you get paid to do this.
Right.
Like, right. Pinch me.
That's the easiest part. Yes. It's just though, but it's more than the money. We need the client to look at this and be like, mind blown.
Yes.
Fucking incredible.
Exactly.
And if you don't get that and you don't get it again and again and again, well, you start feeling your lack of confidence, your confidence drops.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You start thinking that, you know, you start second guessing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're second guessing your creative ideas.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you start spiraling pretty fast in this case, thinking that you're just not good at what you do.
Yeah.
It's not the case. Yeah. You could have just had a really, you know, bad streak of shitty clients.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
But like, I mean, that's when creative burnout really hits.
Yeah. That's deadly. It's not necessarily your expectations. You know what I mean? Like not everybody gets that dream client where they say, everybody, oh, this is the best. This is rosy. Yes. I love everything you do. You don't necessarily get that all the time.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know whether some of this is kind of managing your expectations.
Absolutely. It's, you know, managing your expectations, right?
And being realistic about your own work.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Anytime I do stuff, I know it's not perfect.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, this is the best part of this with great clients is it's a collaborative effort, right?
Absolutely.
So if somebody had said, this is shit, and I don't want to use this and I'm going to go with somebody else. That would give you creative burnout for
sure.
Totally
it would, right?
But 9 times out of 10, or sometimes, you know, you're going to get feedback from the customer. What if you do this, change this back, or do this kind of thing? And it's
good clients.
Yeah, a good client.
And a good client motivates you.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And keeps you out of that.
Absolutely, right?
So but you're not always guaranteed that.
Absolutely. Though, right? Yeah. Honestly, it's creative burnout, you know, because, well, sadly, it's because you get ridiculous customer demands. Mm-hmm. They're asking you for more. They're paying you for less. They're pushing you to your limits. There's no rewards here. They're not giving you compliments. They're not, you know, paying into the ego. And it's not that we live and breathe our ego, but we do need to feel appreciated. The work that we're doing is actually, you know, somebody appreciates it as much as we do.
Yeah.
So you don't get that enough, you're going to get creative burnout. Yeah. So, you know, in situations like this, to avoid creative burnout, right? Mm-hmm. This, again, self-awareness. You need to, number one, you know, give yourself realistic expectations, like you just said.
Yep.
Right? Put that out there. Be like, I can't expect everybody to love what I do, right?
Yes.
Because again, the reality is it's still a business.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when you're early on in this space as a designer, you're creating stuff that looks fantastic, but you may have missed the mark on the business logic because you're not thinking that far ahead.
Right.
So number one, make sure your expectations are realistic. But, you know, not to put it on yourself, You also have to learn to say no to the projects and to the customers that suck the creativity out of you.
Ooh.
You have to say no to the bad customers, because the first half of your career is just going to be learning how to manage shitty clients.
Yes.
Shitty clients is what you start on in this industry, but you end on amazing work, amazing yes. clients, right? You do.
Yes.
Hey, I just went through a really shitty client experience, and it's like we provided them an amazing logo. Okay. Put heart, soul into it. I loved this logo. It was so mid-century. It was so beautiful, so classic. And it's as though they tried their hardest to make it fucking ugly. Well, can you just add a fourth, you know, element on there? Can you make it great? Can you add a gradient? It's like, dude, keep it simple. Look at how beautiful. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's ugly. And then we would hang up. An hour later, I'd get an email with another pencil sketch. What if you tried this? Dude, it's going to be ugly. I'd shoot it back to him. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. It took four fucking times. Four. But you know what? In the end, he agreed. Yeah, you're right. You had to work through all that shit. I didn't take it personally.
Yeah.
And it would have sucked if I got rid of that awesome logo that we created that I put my heart and soul in. It, right? But one thing that's sad but true, somebody said to me at the beginning of my career, and I understand it, it's the whole kill it and bill it.
Kill it and bill it. I right? love that.
Kill it and bill it. And we're not necessarily mean, you know, don't give a shit. Put your heart, soul, effort into the first one.
Yes. Work hard on it.
Do what you want in that first one. After that, detach yourself from whatever they do for it afterwards. Yeah. If they don't love it, you know what? Accept it.
Yeah.
This is the business that kicks in.
Yes.
If they do love it, hey, you've just upped yourself up to another level.
Yeah.
Right?
And see, that's a great story too, right? It's that's grit and determination as a designer.
Absolutely.
To stick with it.
Yeah.
To stick to your guns saying, this is, I think, I'm going to show you your shitty ideas just to show you that they're shitty ideas, right? You're going to circle back. Some clients
do you
have that.
What's sad is the last set of the last presentation, I basically handed it over and I said to the account manager, you have to present this. I can't. I said, obviously.
You didn't even present it?
I didn't present the last one. And then sure enough, an hour later, he's like, they chose it. I couldn't even do it. So it happens to all of us, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And then the last and the scariest and the worst of the burnouts. Sean, what is burnout black?
Burnout black. This is the worst. This is permanent.
Boom, boom.
Burnout. Boom. Permanent. This is, okay, fuck this. I'm going to herd goats somewhere.
I'm
done. I'm out.
This is generally, if you haven't gotten a hold of burnout light, and burnout black or burnout bold. If you haven't figured out how to work those and how to prevent those from happening, burnout light plus burnout bold equals burnout black.
That's right. That's the end destination.
Yeah, and it's sad because you know what? Often in times like that, it's impossible to come back.
Yeah,
I haven't known many people that were able to completely burn out, because what happens is you get out of the space, you take a break, you take a sabbatical, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You're gone for 6 months, a year, the industry moves fast.
Yes.
You know, everybody else, it's sad.
Yeah.
And then it's just like they don't have the will or the effort to come back.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard.
I have a friend. I consider him he's an amazing illustrator.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing designer. You know, he had a great position at the city. You know, he was doing so well, and then they laid him off.
Oh.
Yeah, and he hasn't been able to try the freelance going all the way around.
It's tough,
and he never really did work. And now he's completely out of the game.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's pretty sad.
And that's almost a forced permanent.
You're right. You're right.
But still, I mean, you know, there are other elements to that. But yeah, the permanent burnout when you just can't pull yourself out of it.
And it does suck. I mean, I wish there was an easy way to come back for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my recommendation in this, you know, how to avoid it. Well, you know, the reality is how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You almost can't. If you can fall in love with what you've done again, that's great. But the reality is once you hit rock bottom, your best bet is to find like services, like industries. So if you were a graphic designer and you hit burnout, you know what? Try furniture design. As crazy as that sounds, it might rekindle some sort of love for design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interior design.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to industrial design. You know, these are things you understand the space.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, have lost the passion for what you loved, which might have been, you know, graphic design and classic design and stuff like this. So, you know, it's try not to completely leave being a designer.
Yeah.
Who even knows if you can jump from that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then hopefully if one of these other design avenues, you know, help you get back to where you were, right? Yeah. You might find a new kind of passion. You might find a new, you might rekindle that, you know, reignite that flame.
Mm-hmm.
But the scary part is often if you've been burnt out past beyond belief for graphic design, it might be impossible to come back.
Yes.
Yeah. And I haven't heard too many good stories, sadly. That's really doom and gloom, but it's true.
It's pretty bad. I think. How far apart do you think these are?
To be honest, I think permanent takes a long time to get to.
It takes a while to get there.
It does. Yeah. Like you know, burnout black. You know, yeah. I've heard stories, but I mean, I'm talking, I've had some friends who they churned it for years. Mm. And so it's not an overnight thing. It's not like it's going to happen within 6-12 months. That's usually a combination, you know, back and forth between burnout light and burnout bold, right?
Yes.
You need to, because there has to be other circumstances in order to kind of just completely give up and say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Often it has to do with neglecting your family, neglecting your health.
Yeah.
Because other things happen when, and then it just, you come to this turning point in your life where you're like, wow, this just isn't physically good for me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't love it anymore. I'm not healthy. I've lost touch with my family and friends.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
So sadly, you didn't get a hold of the other two parts early on and you weren't able to kind of avoid the situation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, rightfully so. If it gives them an extra 20, 30 years in their life, do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go find something else. Go work in a factory if you have to. Right? I appreciate what you missed out on.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Shitty, but avoid it, guys, by being self-aware of burnout light and burnout bold.
Yes.
Physical and creative burnout. So how do we avoid it? Sean, ideas. Ideas to avoid.
There's a bunch of ways you can do this. In the design area, you can diversify. You can have a different client set.
Move to
a different, you know, client, something like that. Like
something else design, creative related.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a lot of times, if I'm struggling with something here, I can pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, right.
Trade, you know what I mean? Like that's just a nice, it's good sometimes you get on one client and you get kind of tired
doing Fixated on the client project.
You switch to somebody else and it gives you a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a kick.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of diversity that you could use. Also, being in a band, I've designed several logos for the bands that I've been in, which
is very cool.
Fun to do, right? Yeah. I'm the boss. So I get to do whatever I want.
So it's just like start doing it instead of for a client, doing it for you. Passion, exactly. Something else you're interested in.
It's your side project, something that really floats your boat.
Yeah, I agree 100% on that one. Absolutely.
Get behind on. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why I take on so many side gigs because it's just like fun. You know what I mean?
It does, right?
It just kind of reinvigorates because then you don't have to listen to somebody else.
Yeah.
You can do it the way you want to
do
it. Whether it's right or wrong.
Exactly.
You call the shots.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And generally with your experience and things like that, you know it's going to be right.
Yes. Well, yeah, you hope anyway.
Exactly. But the fact that it's a side project probably won't see too many eyeballs, but
it's
okay. It's for you.
Well, you know what? In theory, The Angry Designer was a side project. And The Angry Designer has probably been the best way to avoid burnout. Because again, we're ranting, we're doing creative, we're putting shit out there.
Do you find you feel better when you talk about stuff? I know, right?
Yeah, I do, right? So, and I know you guys do too, listening to this rant.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Yeah. So for sure, right? Side projects that just something that you want to do for real. You know, hobbies, I agree with hobbies.
Yeah.
You know, like it's funny. Somebody asked me, you know, what would be a dream day for you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Dream day, you know, would actually be like going for a giant drive, you know, on a warm day, top down, right? Through a windy road. And sadly, get this, I threw this in there, which is totally weird, but then going antiquing on this windy road, looking for pop culture, cool antique shit. I don't know why that hit me as just an ultimate day, it was just like, wow, yeah. Like, and that'd be so invigorating.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. Some people might be hitting the beach, surfing for the day, right? Mm-hmm. Some people just even working on a car, if that's your thing, but it's just get back to that thing that kind of grounds you, you know, puts you back to where your center core is, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty kick-ass day. Dude, you need to do that.
I know, right? Got to find that road.
Or like, what about like a car show, talking to other people?
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually. I do like that. But, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I just, especially with COVID the past few years.
Well, yeah.
There's been no shows anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really do that stuff. Yeah, and your environment is another way to avoid this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Get up. you know, if the problem is where you are and you're struggling with that, move it to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Totally change of scenery, right?
Brilliant.
Gives you, and you've worked in coffee shops before. Oh, I've worked so in time. Coffee shop, you know, just, it's just a different vibe. You get to kind of, you know, watch people so do things like that. And it's just, a, it's good for the soul.
Do you know, right? I literally gave my, I forced myself to work 2 days at a coffee shop a week. There was a point. It just I needed to avoid burnout.
Nice.
And that's what I did. I was like, wow. You know what? Coming to the office and working on bullshit office shit.
Yes.
Right? Oh. I fucking hate the office stuff. But it was just like, you know, I had to change the scenery.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to associate the office with office crap. I wanted to associate the office with creativity. So I would go to a coffee shop, which was a totally cool, chill environment.
Yep.
I would literally work there 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was cool. I got free coffee out of it because I could write the shit off. But changes scenery, change environment is brilliant.
Yeah,
right?
that's a really good one. I think everybody is,
especially because like how chill coffee shops are now about this, right?
Yes. Yeah, because you can go
be
to Starbucks
respectful, of course, and keep putting stuff. You know, keep buying stuff. Don't hang out there.
Yeah,
dollar yeah, coffee. Gotta, hang out there for 8 hours. Take up their table, right?
Exactly. It reminds me of the time that we got stranded in. Was that town?
Oh, Cornwall.
Cornwall. We spent the day
at Starbucks.
Friday at Starbucks.
Right. We that had was to. Awesome. Sorry, guys. The reason why we got that, we weren't jerks. Or our car broke down on the way home from a 6-hour drive, and we were 4 hours away from home.
Yeah.
And we literally ended up in a dive motel, in a dive bar. That was the interesting part. And then the next day, while the car was being fixed, we were at Starbucks working because it was a work day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We literally killed it that day. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. After coming back from a successful meeting with a client.
That's right. Which was awesome. That's exactly it.
So it was just great. That was a great change.
How funny is that, right? Yeah, I know, right? So great change of scenery. We're having meetings at Starbucks in the middle of nowhere in this funny town where they looked at us.
Yeah, you know, everybody was like, who are these two guys with beers?
Oh my God, that's so true. But yeah, honestly, I think, you know, the key to avoiding burnout, honestly, and the key to having a long and prosperous future in design comes down to, honestly, self-awareness.
Yeah.
See these damn signs. Yes. Like, pay attention to them. Realize, is it physical burnout? Is it creative burnout? You know, or are you going down the road where, you know, A plus B leads, you know, permanent mm-hmm. burnout, right?
Yeah, you don't want
burnout
that.
Light, bold, and black. You guys got to remember this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Don't forget, like, no way is it going to take you a week to do something that should take you a month. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, are you, like, completely underquoting what your capability? Like, do you think you're better than you are? Are you underestimating how many revisions usually come back? Like, know what you're capable of, right? Mm-hmm. And know how much you're willing to accept, right? Like, again, is a fat paycheck worth, like, all the abuse that some of these customers have?
That sweet client that pays you big bucks,
but man,
tons of fucking changes.
No, we're kidding. And the changes are condescending changes.
Yes, yes.
You know, oh, it's not worth it. I hated it. Remember? No. Remember the classic? I'm like, you know, what is it? So what are you envisioning for this? Well, why should I tell you? You're the creative. Fuck you. Honestly, you know, like, our job is to find out what the hell is first in your mind. And then what's best for you. I'm a mind
reader. Come on. Fuck.
I hated that. Oh, I wanted to punch that dude in the face. Dude, it just FYI, walked away from like almost a $50,000 project just because of just a because dick of like that. This was not going to work out. Yes. And it was ridiculous.
But think of the peace of mind that you gave yourself. Because
it taught us some valuable lessons.
That's right.
So ultimately, know when to walk away.
Yeah.
And I trust me, I would have loved that money, but that dude was a dick. To even think about saying something so ignorant like this. So, you know, keep some self-respect for yourselves, right?
That's right. And saying no is okay.
Saying no is the most important thing that you have to learn in
you
this
have
space.
To learn how to do this.
You have to know for your own self preservation.
Preservation, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right, because it's perseverance that's going to make you get through all this crap, right? You've got to learn how to actually, you know, you got to learn how to push through all this, guys, right?
I think that's good. These are great ways to, you know, avoid that dreaded creative burnout.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, permanent creative burnout, which is the worst.
I wouldn't wish this on anybody, no, guys, because no, it's horrible. So remember what we said. You know what I mean? By all means, if you have anything, reach out. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're mm-hmm. feeling. If you feel like you're getting close, let us know. Community is such an important thing during times like this. We love you all. Thank you for listening. Please, you know, subscribe to us. Keep up with us. Every Tuesday, we're dropping a new podcast. You know, if you ever want to hear anything, leave us a message. We're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. You know where to find us. And by all means, stay creative and stay angry.
Peace. Go.